Title. Accent placement for convincing roles advanced. All right, let's get into advanced drum and bass roles in Ableton Live at 174 BPM. And I want you to forget one idea right away. A convincing role is not just more hits, faster. A convincing role is accent design, because your listener's ear needs hierarchy. It needs a few hits that feel like pillars and a bunch of smaller hits that feel like motion, glue, and texture. If everything is the same volume, the role turns into a buzz. If everything is loud, nothing is loud. And if everything is pushed early, it just sounds messy. So today we're building a two-bar DNB loop at 174, and we'll design a snare roll and a hat or shaker roll that ramps intensity in a controlled way, with accents that actually relate to the groove. You'll end up with a roll that feels intentional, sits in the mix, and creates real hype into a drop. Let's set up the session first. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar, just so you can launch and toggle clips cleanly without things flamming around. And make a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. The roll is going to live in bar 2, so the first bar can stay stable and tell the truth about what the groove really is. Now build the bass groove. This is important. Your roll has to relate to something, otherwise it's just a fill pasted on top. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. Load a tight short kick, a main snare, a closed hat, and optionally a ride or shaker layer. For the skeleton, put the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Then put your kick on beat 1. And add a syncopated kick somewhere around that 1E or 1A area depending on your taste. Don't overthink it. Add hats on 8th notes or simple 16ths. Keep it clean. We can get fancy later, but the point is, establish the groove that everything else will reference. Loop it. Listen. This is your baseline. Now choose where the roll speaks in the arrangement. The fastest way to ruin a track is roll fatigue. If you're rolling all the time, it stops sounding exciting and starts sounding like you're nervous. So we're going to place our roll in bar 2, specifically beats 3 to 4. That means the groove stays stable for most of the phrase, then ramps at the end. This is classic DNB language. Come, calm, tension, impact. Now let's actually draw the snare roll. Go into the MIDI clip, and in bar 2 from beat 3 to beat 4, draw 16th notes on the snare lane. So you've got a tight little burst. 1E and A, 2E and A, but in our case it's the last two beats of the bar. At this point, if you hit play, it's going to sound like a machine gun. That's fine. We haven't done the magic yet. The magic is where you put the pillars. Here's the core concept. Accents should outline the bar grid and the musical anchors, while then other notes act like ghost notes. Think of it like architecture. You need load-bearing points. A really sound starting accent pattern is strong hits on beat 3, then on 3.3, then on 4 and optionally on 4.3 as a push. Those are mini downbeats. They tell the listener where the roll is going. So do this with velocity. Don't just draw a perfect ramp and call it a day. Ramps alone tend to sound like MIDI homework. Instead, create intentional plateaus and jumps. Set beat 3 around 105 to 115 velocity. Then the next hit, 3.2. Drop it way down, like 55 to 70. Then 3.3 back up around 90 to 105. Then 3.4 back down around 60 to 75. Then beat 4 is your big one. 115 up to 127. Then 4.2 is a ghost, maybe 70 to 85. Then 4.3 is another accent, like 95 to 110. And 4.4 can be the ghost that leads into the next bar, like 75 to 90. Now play it. You should hear that it's not just a blur anymore. It has a sentence. It's aiming at beat 4. And then it leans into the downbeat of the next bar. And here's a coaching note that takes this to the next level. Think in grouping, not subdivision. Even though we drew 16ths, the listener shouldn't be counting 16ths. They should be feeling a grouping, like 4 plus 4, or 3 plus 3 plus 2, or even 5 plus 3 if you want a slightly unhinged techie vibe. So before you even do velocity, decide your grouping. If you choose 4 plus 4, your pillars might land every 4 hits. If you choose 3 plus 3 plus 2, your pillars land at the start of each group. Same notes, completely different feel. Also, you can imply half time or double time without changing the bar length. Fewer, heavier accents implies half time weight and menace. More frequent mid accents implies double time urgency and lift. Alright, next, timing. Subtle micro push. Velocity gives hierarchy, timing gives urgency. Here's the rule. Keep your accent stable and on grid. Push your ghost notes, not your pillars. So select only the ghost notes in that roll. Leave the big accents exactly on the grid. Then nudge the ghost notes slightly earlier. Start tiny. like 3 to 8 milliseconds early. That's it. Play it again. Feel that? It's not sloppy. It's urgent. The roll feels like it's pulling forward without losing the bar. If you want another approach, use groove pool. Drop on a subtle swing, like a swing 16-65 style groove, but keep it restrained. Timing around 10 to 20%. Velocity amount near zero because you already handcrafted velocity. Random extremely low, like 0 to 5% max. The goal isn't humanize chaos. The goal is controlled motion. Now we've got accents and timing, but the roll still might not feel like accents because volume alone is only half the story. So now we make accents sound like accents. Option 1. Layer the snare inside drum rack. Duplicate the snare chain so you have two layers. Call one body and one crack. On the body chain, use EQA to shape weight. If it needs a little body, a gentle bump around 180 to 220 Hz can help. If it's muddy, cut some 300 to 500. Add saturator, soft clip-on, and drive it maybe 2 to 5 dB, just to thicken. On the crack chain, boost brightness with a high shelf around 5 to 10 kHz, like 2 to 4 dB. Add drum bus carefully, a little drive, a little crunch. This is your stick bite layer. Now here's the key. Make the layer balance react to velocity. One simple method is to use a velocity midied effect before the drum rack and exaggerate the dynamic range so accents hit harder. Or you can set up velocity ranges so the crack layer mostly appears on louder hits while ghosts stay mostly body. That's a very classic jungle trick. Ghosts use a softer tone, accents use a harder tone. Option 2. Keep one snare and automate character just during the roll. Put drum bus after the snare and automate transient and drive slightly upward over the last half bar. For example, transient from 0 up to plus 10 and drive up 1 or 2 dB. Small moves. The point is contrast. The roll gets more aggressive, then the drop hits and everything snaps back clean. Now let's do the hat or shaker roll, because a lot of rolls fail right here. Hat rolls tend to be too loud, too bright, and too constant. That's how you get that fizzy pain on fast subdivisions, especially if you go to 32 and ES. So program hats in bar 2, beats 3 to 4. Start with 16ths, and if you want extra intensity, switch to 32 and ES only for the last beat. Dynamic density, you increase speed at the end, but keep your accent story consistent so the listener can still follow it. For hat accents, try pushing off beats that lead into beat 4, slightly louder on 3.2 and 3.4. And maybe 4.2 depending on your groove. Again, pillars, not a constant hiss. Then control tone with auto filter. High pass your hats somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz so they stay out of the low mids, and automate the cutoff slightly upward during the roll. For example, open from around 3 kHz up towards 6 kHz. Not extreme, just enough to feel like it's lifting. If the hats are biting, dip a little around 7 to 10 kHz with EQ8, and consider gentle saturation to smooth peaks, but don't drive it so hard that every tiny hit turns into a spike. A pro move. Make a hat roll bus. Route your roll hats into a group, put glue compressor on it, ratio 2 to 1, slowish attack like 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing, you're just knitting it together. Now for one of the biggest advanced tricks that sounds simple. Negative space right before impact. Right before the drop, remove something. Predate a vacuum. Mute one key hit. Remove a hat on the last 16th, that 4.4 spot. Or pull down the snare roll slightly on a final hit. Then slam into the next bar. This works because the ear hears the absence as tension, and the return is impact. In Ableton, a clean way is to automate utility gain down by 2 to 6 dB for the last 16th, then snap it back right on the downbeat. Now do a quick quality check that a lot of people skip. Turn your monitoring level way down. If the roll becomes a uniform buzz, your accent hierarchy isn't strong enough. If it becomes a series of annoying pops, your pillars are too loud or too bright. And do a mono pass. Put utility on your roll bus and hit mono. Fast transient layers and stereo effects can phase weird quickly. In mono, the accent pattern should still speak clearly. Now let's commit it into arrangement thinking. A simple 16-bar phrase, bars 1 through 8, stable groove, bars 9 through 15, you can add a little hat density or tiny fills, but stay tasteful. Bar 16 is your roll, your accent design snare and your controlled hat roll. Bar 17 is the drop or switch, new bass variation, crash, whatever your track needs. DNB listeners feel structure through drums. Rolls aren't just fills, they're signposts. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can diagnose fast. Mistake 1. only doing a linear velocity ramp. It's too smooth, too generic, add pillars. Mistake 2. Everything early or everything loud. If everything is special, nothing is special. Mistake 3. Rolls that ignore the groove. If your accents don't relate to 2 and 4 and the kick logic, it won't feel like DNB. It'll feel like a random fill. Mistake 4. Too much high end on fast hats. Filter and control. Don't fry your ears. Mistake 5. No tonal differentiation. Accents should change tone slightly, not just volume. Layering, transient shaping, saturation, or velocity to filter are your friends. Now a quick advanced menu you can play with once the basic roll works. Try a polyrhythmic accent overlay. Keep the notes on 16ths, but accent every third hit briefly to create a 3/4 feel, then resolve with a big accent on the downbeat of the next bar. Try accent handoffs. Instead of the snare doing every pillar, alternate pillars between snare and a rim or perk, or even a short tom. It creates the illusion of stickings, like right left, and it reads more human at high speed. Try velocity to filter inside simpler or sampler, so accents brighten naturally while ghosts stay darker and tucked. And for darker DNB, drive saturation so accents bloom and ghosts stay texture. Or add a short room reverb with mostly early reflections, and only send accents to it. Short decay, a bit of pre-delay, high pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low mids. All right, practice exercise. 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar loop at 174 with kick and snare on 2 and 4. Add a snare roll in bar 2 beats 3 to 4 with 16ths. Make 3 versions with the same notes but different accent stories. Version A, accents on 3, 3.3, and 4. Version B, accents on 3.2, 3.4, and 4 for a more offbeat pull. Version C, same as A, but remove one hit on 4.4 to create negative space. Bounce each to audio, drop them in arrangement, and a slash B them. Then listen quiet. Which one still reads as intentional? Which one feels darkest? Which one translates at low volume? That's the Riedel test. Does the roll still communicate when the excitement is turned down? Recap. Convincing DNB rolls come from accent hierarchy, not raw speed. This audio version is shortened for playback.